Good morning, everybody. I'm so glad that you are here today. I'm in Washington, D.C. today. I'm here to spread a word real quick to the nation here. I want to just open up the thought very quickly to let you know that God is with you. God, it will never leave you nor forsake you. Go ahead and share this with someone. Go ahead and share one of your favorite podcasts. Maybe it may not be this one today. Maybe it may be another one before. But send somebody some encouragement and peace. Send someone some love by sending your favorite podcast for them to hear and to get a little bit of more motivation or strength from, you know, because everybody needs a word sometimes. And sometimes that word that we get from the Holy Spirit can increase our daily our daily confidence, our energy, and all that. So glory to God, and I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that you are here today with me. I'm glad that you always come back, and I pray that you always share this and connect it with someone else. It doesn't cost anything to share. I'm not asking you for money to give or anything else. The only thing that's most valuable to me is that you share my podcast or just share this show with someone else. So that way we can get the Holy Spirit's word out there to help someone else. Okay? You never know what each word or who could be connected to any one of these words here. And you may just be the intercessor. So I'm so grateful for you. You're coming here. Now, this morning when I got up, I had a thought that, you know, as I received the word on yesterday to that was really, I think, targeted to myself as I heard this word. And it just reminded me of how things are shaken and how the Lord shakes things up. And he will shake things that can be shaken and will be shaken. And he says in his word that all the things that cannot be shaken won't be shaken, will stand firm, you know. And God, it's true to that. When he's speaking on those things, he said all the things that cannot be shaken will stand firm, but everything that can be shaken, he will shake. Everything that needs to be in alignment with his word, he will shake it until it's aligned. Everything that's not in alignment, that won't get in alignment, he's going to shake it until it gets where it needs to be. And with saying that, you know, when we think about, we don't think about what exactly God is thinking about, but God's thinking about your spirit man. God is thinking about the life around you that's connecting to your spirit man and what it is that's holding you back in bondage and everything that connects to his daughter or son that he needs to spread the word, to speak him and to show who he really is. And so that way you can get your purpose out, they can get their purpose fulfilled, and we can come to God and do exactly what he asked us to do on this earth and why he created us. There's a lot of things we could say about that, but I'm not going to go into an exhortation on creation and purpose right now. But what I will say is that we all know our one purpose here on this, and then why we're here, what we need to be doing, why God created us. That's to be godly children and to spread the word, and to, we have to be the hands and feet of God, okay? We are the members from him. So therefore, if God wants us to be holy as he is holy, that means in you were created to be godly, you were created to be holy, you were created to be the image of God. So if all these are connecting together, I want you to sit back and connect that to your life. Are you the image of God our Father? Are you the image of Jesus Christ? Do you walk like Jesus Christ? Do you talk like Jesus Christ? Do you spread the gospel so that way that those who are living in bondage with the enemy, who are doing things of the world, that they can actually see Jesus Christ. So we need to be able to say some things to people every day, or something in whom you may see it going the wrong way, or who may not know God. It is the unbelievers we're trying to get to, okay? The ones who believe and the ones who still go their way, they have to work out their salvation because of the double-mindedness that they're living in, and not to attack anybody or condemn anyone, but just to speak in, they may be living in double-mindedness. They may be living in confusion, and this is there with prayers and supplication. They can go to God and ask God to help them in the confusion and everything, and God will help. And we are to pray for them. We are to pray for them. Maybe give them a positive word or something and pray that they come out of that confusion when we see them. Some of them might be Pharisees. Some of them are very truly stuck religiously on their truths and traditions, and they don't seek to change, and they need to be prayed for also. But those are the ones that we are not, we can't help them anymore. Jesus did not stand and wait for them to change. He didn't preach to the Pharisees because he already knew. He called them out because they pretended to know God so much. They pretended to know how God acts. They pretended to know what God does and how he reacts. They knew him so much that they denied Jesus Christ and they canceled him out. So how do you know God and you don't even know Jesus? Huh? And you're not following Jesus and know what Jesus came to do. So those who are living, you know, in that sense of the Pharisee spirit, I want you to just rebuke that Pharisee spirit in them, and you walk away from it, because you can't do any more to that. God has to tear down that temple and build it back up. Okay? Just as Jesus came and told the Pharisees when he tore up that building when they were making our Father's house a marketplace, and Jesus was not happy with that. He was not happy at all. And he told them that my Father would tear this down and build it back in 3 days. And the first thing they thought was, how will you tear this building down that's been created? And he wasn't even talking about the building. Okay? He was talking about his spirit. He was talking about his man. So a lot of people don't understand that. But I want you to get that in the spirit today. And I hope you feel what I mean. If you don't, you go back and read the book of John. I'd like for you to indulge in the gospel of John and listen and hear Jesus speak. And he's speaking almost throughout the whole entire book, okay? And through the whole entire book of Matthew, Jesus is with us speaking. And Jesus spoke a lot. You guys understand, Jesus said a lot of things that really will help us in this day, in this time. And if you don't know him, share this so that way they can know. People who are do not know, or even unbelievers, atheists, all of you are that listen or will listen, please read it. I want you to understand what you're seeing and why Jesus is doing what he's doing in this day and time. Pray over it and ask for revelation. And I know that the Lord will give it to you. Okay? But if the Lord has to shake things up in your life, in the things that we are doing, he will do so. And whatever that cannot be shaken will stand firm, like your faith or your peace or whatever. Whatever that cannot be shaken, it will stand. Like, that won't be shaken. God gave it to you. God gave you faith. God gave you peace. God gave you wisdom. God gave you the strength to do his will. God gave you consistency. God gave you anything God gave you. And if he can't move it and you are firm in those things that he gave you, those things will stay firm in you. But all that other stuff that will be shaken and can be shaken, anger can be shaken. It'll shake that off of you. okay? And if he has to shake inconsistency, negativity, worldly things that you do, all those things that, hey, he can change it. If he can shake it and change those things to be more like him, he will shake it and change those things in you. And that's what we have to understand and get. He's going to shake those things. He's about to get ready to shake more things up too. That unholy relationship, that negative friendship that you hoard, that bitterness that you have towards someone else, that, you know, the unrest that you have in the midst of environments and things that goes on around you in your life and on your job, on whatever it is, whatever. I want you to realize, when you think about that, what is it? What is it that's not peaceful? What is it that I cannot get? What is it that's wrong in my life? What's going on? That's going to be shaken and tried. And guess what? Whatever stands holy and firm, which is our foundation, that will stand. That part will stand. So I am so grateful that you came in here today and shared part of your day with me. And glory to God. We give all glory to him. Everything works through him and for him, for his purpose. Everything is for God. Nothing is for us. Only ourselves are nothing. Everything is for him. For instance, we are members of his body. We're members. Okay. So we have to go of what the head of everything is wanting to do. The brain, when it controls the entire body, it controls the entire body, just like as you were created in his image. Your brain is like the God, our God. This is the God in you, your brain right here. And when your brain thinks, it makes everything else react or move. And that's how God does. When he thinks and he wants something to happen, he makes things move. And that's how the members of the body are here to do. And which are you, which are me, and everybody else who's walking this green earth, the members of the body. And yes, God created evil. He created the evil in this world. Guess what? The evil that he's created has to still come back to him, because he created that person or thing. So it still has to come back to him, and God only gives what he created the okay. Okay? Because guess what? It all goes back to God. Whatever it is in this world, oh my goodness, that's a whole nother thing. That's a whole nother podcast. Whatever God has done, whatever God has created, whatever he's done in this world, it all goes back to him. Till we realize that, till we understand that, then we can stop complaining and talking and just go ahead and start spreading love and not looking at the evil and focusing on that. Because we know he created it for a purpose and for a reason under the sun. Okay, we know that everything was created for God to serve the purposes it was supposed to do in this world. And that way, when it's done serving the purpose, it goes back to God. Everything has to ask God. Everybody has to ask God. Everything in this world has to go back to him for permission. Everything works through the permission of our Father. Not you, not me, not your friend, not your boss, not everything. Everything has to go back to God for the permission or for the okay to operate. Understand this. So I pray that you will please get out of your own way. And I want you to think highly, okay? Think high when things go down here. Think high. God has said okay for it because of a reason. There's a reason for it. God said okay. There's a reason why he says okay. Go and go ahead. That he nods or he denies. There's a reason. And when there's a reason behind it and it doesn't happen, whatever you want, if it doesn't happen, just say, okay, God, I'm coming back to you. What else would you like for me to do, God? What else do you have for me, Jesus? Send the Holy Spirit to help me, to counsel me on the next thing I'm supposed to do. Because you said no to this, I need the right direction. And when he says yes, give glory to him. It is a gift from God. He said yes, he gave it to you, and he wants you to do something with it, maybe to connect to someone else. Glorify him, then enjoy what he's giving you in order to invest in yourself. But give whatever it is you're investing in that is connecting somebody else to help other people. And be glorified that he's giving you the peace that you need, or the blessings, or whatever gift it is that he's raining down from heaven. Whatever it may look like, financially or mentally or whatever he's giving you, I want you to go back to and thank him for it, because you still got to go back, whether it's for good or for bad. Okay, so I'm glad I shared that with you, and I want you to be blessed today. Be the salt and light of the earth. Season well. God bless you. And just to leave you with, I want to leave you with the Bible verse here about everything being shaken. Everything will be and can be shaken. And understand, this is truth and this is Bible that we're talking. Okay, this is Bible that we're talking. This is not just all me. This is the Lord's word. Okay, and Hebrews 12 and 7. It says, Hebrews 12 and 27. Okay. We'll start at, before I leave, I'm going to read this, but we'll start from 26. Hebrews 12, 26 and 27. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, remember when we say Mount Sinai, we were thinking about Hagar. That reminds me, okay, of Hagar, Mount Sinai. Okay. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. It will shake you, okay? But now he makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things will remain. That's the New Living Translation. But in the King James Version, it says, because I like to dwell in King James, because that's exactly how it's supposed to come out in the midst of, I guess, when our reading and how we take things in. I want you to understand however it comes out. I want you to understand it so you can graduate from milk to solid food, okay? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, okay, as of things that are made, okay, things that are made with your hands and not his hands, they will be shaken, okay. And it will be removing of those things, okay? That those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Anything that cannot be shaken will remain. And anything that can be shaken will be removed by the Lord, says the Lord. So I'm so grateful that you have joined me here this morning. I know it was pretty long. I went in a little bit, but I give all glory to God. And we still got a little bit under 20 minutes. So be the salt and light of the earth. Season well. God bless you. God keep you. And be in peace for all of your days. All right, guys. Share this message. I'll talk to you later. Bye.